use blogging conventions to your advantage. So, for example, when you link out, link intelligently, right? If you're describing something, an event that's happened, you want to intelligently link out to the folks who have discussed this in the past, and you want to spread the link love.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and welcome to Marketing Voices. I'm with Rand Fishkin today on the phone. He's CEO and co-founder of SEO Moz. And SEO Moz is based in Seattle, Washington. It is a very impressive consulting and internet marketing and search firm that really focuses on search optimization and services, obviously, and marketing services, that is, and consulting services. And Rand, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to be talking about how to build your blog in terms of its visibility. We've learned a lot here over the weeks that we've been talking on Marketing Voices about blogging, how to set up a blog and all of that. But now we're going to take the next step and really have Rand talk to us about how you actually ensure that your blog gets read. So Rand, can you give the listeners your top five tips on how to do that?
Top five.
Yeah, top five.
All right. How about, I would say, At number one, I would make sure that your site is search friendly, and I say that coming from a background of search engine optimization, but also recognizing that the vast majority of traffic, and particularly of new traffic, to a blog on the internet is going to get driven through search. Google and Yahoo, and to a lesser extent MSN and Ask, are the primary drivers of traffic at this point in the internet's age. And so recognizing that I need to have a site that Google can easily spider, that they can easily find the types of content they're looking for, that the words and phrases, the things that I'm talking about, that I'm focusing on in my blog, are prominent and present and in all the right places, and that there aren't issues of what we call duplicate content, the same content on multiple URLs, and the search engines have a lot of difficulty with that, or problem spidering things, or poorly built archives. All of those types of things are very, very important, and I'm cheating by grouping them all together into one and just saying be search friendly, but that's the way it goes.
Right. Well, can you give an example? So just a minor example for somebody.
So I would say that one of the things that you will see sometimes with poorly built blogs is a very bad URL structure for blogs, where there's multiple dynamic parameters in the URL itself. And what I mean by that is, you'll see like question mark ID equals that, and question mark ID equals, XYZ, and question mark, session variable equals YYTL. And those types of things are a way to hurt yourself, basically. If you're using plugin software like WordPress or Blogger or other template programs like Typepad, they have search friendliness plugins to make it so that your URLs are A, static, and B, that they have keywords in them, and that's helpful. So, for example, if I had a title of a blog post that was, 21 tactics to increase blog traffic, it might be a URL that's, SEOmoz.org/blog/21-tactics-to-increase-blog-traffic.
I see. That's great.
And that's a good way to go. I think that you're playing it smart when you do that. The other things that people don't often do is they'll look at their blog and not have any title tags in there. I recognize that as a user, the title tag of any type of content on the web is typically ignored, right? You're not looking in the browser at the top, next to the little Internet Explorer icon or the Firefox icon, what have you, and saying, oh, okay, well, I recognize that that's what this content is about. But that's what the search engines are looking at. That title tag is the single most important variable in terms of telling the search engine what words you want to be found for. So if you take that to a logical extension, you're saying to yourself, hey, if I'm going to write a blog post, it's probably worth it for me to write this post and then go do a little bit of minor keyword research. Overture, which is now Yahoo Search Marketing offers a free tool to do keyword research where you can just search for, you know, for example, let's say I was going to write a post on sunglasses. Maybe I'd type in, you know, sunglasses, and I would see that, oh, you know what, maybe I should title this post just to be cheeky, you know, I wear my sunglasses at night. And then I see that a lot of people are searching for that song lyric, and maybe I'll show up for it. And so that might be a great way to say, hey, I'm going to leverage what search engines can do for me in addition to, you know, whatever I'm doing with my blog. And I would say to people, you know, I think that there's pushback on this. There's a lot of times when someone will say, a blogger will say, well, you know, I don't want to have my creative control wrested away from me because I'm trying to be more search friendly. And I would say that I totally agree with that. I think that your personality, your unique voice, the quality of your writing is paramount. However, you know, if you're going to be writing a lot of blog posts, there's really no reason that you should avoid search friendliness issues, and that you can't take a little bit of, you know, doing what the professionals do and looking at a little bit of keyword research to say, huh, maybe instead of putting, you know, word one in front of word two, I'll put it after.
I see.
And that'll help me to attract a bigger audience.
So, okay, so that's tip one. Search friendliness is really
search
key.
Friendly.
So tip two, we may not get up to five, but at least if we can get to three or four, because I know people are really interested in this topic.
Sure, no problem. Well, so tip two, I would say that you need to be participatory. And I don't just mean participatory in your blog, responding to your comments. I mean getting out there in the blogosphere itself. When you go to another blog and you post intelligent comments, obviously you're not going to go out and spam. You're not going to go out and leave comments that are just, oh, come check out my, you know, blog. But if you leave intelligent commentary, even if you don't embed a link, and I would urge you not to most of the time unless it's highly relevant, but you're telling people, hey, you know, this person, this brand, whatever it is important. And so, for example, if I were to, you know, start up, you know, go to Marketing Voices and run the Marketing Voices blog, maybe I would have, you know, Marketing Voices as the name that I post under when I go around to other blogs. And as people start to see that, hey, this is a constant contributor here, and they're saying intelligent things, they're going to click your link back to your site. And even though that's not providing search value, because blogs typically use the no-follow indicator to tell search engines, you know, I don't know who's commenting on my blog, so you can't trust that link necessarily, that will drive traffic back to your blog, and it'll drive traffic from the best possible source, which is the bloggers themselves, right? So I go over to, you know, ProBlogger, and I leave something at, you know, Darren's site there, or I go over to Brian Kark's copy blogger, and I leave something at his site, and he says, man, that is a really insightful comment. I'm going to, you know, click that link and follow it over and see, hey, this guy has a great blog too, and maybe I'll read something there and I'll post about it. And then that'll send you traffic. So it's not just the blogosphere, but I would say that's a great place to participate. Forums are a really good place to get started as well, especially if there's some popular ones in your niche or topic area. There's other places, kind of the social media area, so sites like Newsvine, Dig, Delicious, Reddit. Those are all excellent places to have a participatory voice, especially if you're trying to build a very popular blog.
Okay,
and you're
great.
Focused on it.
Very helpful. So tip two is participate. Tip one is search friendliness. So what's tip three?
Tip three. I think that when you, I would say that you need to use the things that have worked. Use conventions. Use blogging conventions to your advantage. So, for example, when you link out, link intelligently, right? If you're describing something, an event that's happened, you want to intelligently link out to the folks who have discussed this in the past, and you want to spread the link love, for lack of a better term. Basically, the goal there is that if someone is looking at your site, if another blogger or someone who's familiar with the sphere, who's read a lot of posts on the subject, will say, hey, you know, he got this topic or she got this topic from so-and-so, and yet they're not referencing it. You know, and that goes against convention, and I think it builds up some resentment. So even though you may not feel that there, it is very, very helpful to link out. The other benefit that I love about linking out is if you have a blog with any kind of popularity and you send 10 visitors over to, you know, a mid-size, even some of the larger bloggers, that they'll go and track back their traffic, right? They love looking at referring URLs. This is something that universally every blogger in the world loves. They go into their analytics every morning and they see who linked to them yesterday. I do it too. I admit it.
Yeah, no, it is. Everybody I've known that blogs, you're so right. It's the first thing they do. They get up at 4 a.m. just to see who's done it.
Right. So there you go. So you drive 10 visitors to someone. They're going to go back to your site and look at it.
Right.
They're going to see your post. If you reference them intelligently, right, and you appear to have a clear mindset about you know, what is going on in your realm of information, whether that's a specific topic or the blogosphere in general, politics, you know, search, what have you, you will derive benefit from doing that intelligently. So I mean, link intelligently. The other things that go along with following those conventions would be that I think a very smart model that people have been using is if you're launching a new blog, you launch it without comments. And then you enable comments only after you become popular. Because if you don't have comments, no one knows how popular you are. If you have comments and you have zero comments on every single post or one here or there, people are going to get the idea, oh, this is a dead blog. No one's reading. No one's participating. I don't need to either. And so hiding that little bit of that popularity to say, hey, you don't know. I might be very important in the space.
Interesting, yeah.
I think that's an excellent
Yeah, that is a very excellent tip. I've seen many blogs like that exactly, and it does, like going into a restaurant where there's nobody sitting there, that you sit there and you go, why would I want to eat here? Nobody else is.
Right.
So that's very good.
And the other part of that I always recommend is I wouldn't advertise on your blog, you know, until you're popular. You get to a blog that's serving up you know, a heavy amount of AdSense or, you know, a heavy amount of banners and those type of things, and it can be very overwhelming. And yet you know that unless you're getting, you know, 500 to 1,000 uniques a day to your blog, you're really not going to be generating any revenue. And so I would eschew that $5 a day or whatever it is you're making and just say, you know what, I'm going to be a referential resource that is, you know, that is above ads for the time being. And then maybe when you attract a larger audience, you can start to bring those ads into play and say, okay, well, you know, at this point, it's deserving of the monetization.
Okay, so let's assume tip four is don't advertise on your blog until you're popular. And tip five for everyone that's counting, so what would be sort of the fifth?
Yeah, if you're counting.
Yeah.
So I would say one of the things that I think is extremely helpful is going beyond text in your posts. I think that when you get to a blog, you know, like you said, when you see zero comments, it's kind of one of those signs. There's that same thing of walking into the restaurant and it's your high school cafeteria. You know, it looks ugly. The content is ugly. The design is ugly. I would make sure that you have, if you're going to be a big-time blogger, you need a professional blog design. You need to have a look and feel that is incredible. And then you need to go beyond that, and in your posts, when it's relevant, you know, have the logo of a company. Have an image that you know that's on Flickr that you point back to. Have an embedded video from YouTube. Have charts and graphs. Just go beyond traditional, you know, bullet points and text and say, hey, I recognize that my readers are going to get bored of this after reading, you know, 100 blogs a day.
Right.
And that I am going to give them a stimulating visual experience that'll make them stay. And I think that's something that's been proven to work a lot.
Great. Boy, that's very good. So I've been speaking with Rand Fishkin, who I am sure would be very happy to tell you how to get in touch with him, given that he's in his own consulting business. So I'll let him do that for a second here.
Okay. Well, so, if you want to get in touch with me, I mean, definitely, I would say, as I was telling Jennifer earlier, if you're a fan of the blog, you're probably going to be a terrific client. So please do read the blog. It's just seomoz.org/blog.php. And if you need to get in touch with me, I have my contact information available on the site. It's just rand@seomoz.
Great. Well, he's been very helpful. So this has been Rand Fishkin, CEO and co-founder of SEO Moz. And he's based in Seattle, Washington, and he's been telling us all about how you really make your blog be visible and be well done. So thank you, Rand, for joining Marketing Voices.
My pleasure.
And to all my listeners out there, until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.